I'm joined by TitansOnline.com's Jim Wyatt. Jim, I have a lot of questions from a lot of fans. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Jim, the first question is from Austin. He says, the Titans are coming off an 8-sack game. Is that the most sacks this Titans defense has ever gotten in one game?
It is. Since the team's been in Tennessee, the team recorded, or the franchise recorded, 9 sacks in a couple of games, but that was back in the Houston Oilers days. It was the first time they've had 8 sacks. You know, they came from everywhere. Daquan Jones with 2, Brian Arakpo, Derek Morgan with 1.5 sacks each. 6 sacks in the first half. It was just kind of a relentless pass rush all day.
All right. Sarah would like to know, what is the update on the division standings? Are the Titans still in the playoff conversation?
Yeah, they're not in the conversation. Right now, they still control their own destiny. First place in the AFC South with a 7-4 record and good shape for the wild card spot as well. But this team has to continue to win. You know, 5 games left. Jacksonville's a team that's going to have to be watched for the rest of the season. So the Titans are in good shape now, but a lot of football left.
Steven asks, what has stood out to you the most about Daquan Jones this year?
Well, he's just kind of an underrated, unheralded guy who doesn't get a lot of attention on the defensive line and really the defense, but he showed up, you know, obviously on Sunday in Indianapolis, a couple of sacks, big stop of the run game early. He's just a hard-working, strong guy on that defensive line.
Amanda says, Derrick Henry is a beast. Do you think it's his size or his strength that makes him such a threat?
I think kind of a combination of both. I mean, the guys on the team like to call him the closer. He's the guy that kind of picks up steam. He did it in college at Alabama. He did it all the way back to his days at Yulee High School down outside of Jacksonville. He's just a strong back and kind of wears defenses down. And I think the more he plays, the better he's going to get.
Larry says, Kevin Byard continues to be a game changer on defense. Is there any way that he can improve?
Well, it can, kind of like Henry. I think the more Byard plays, the more experience he's having the defense. 6 interceptions already, had a huge fumble recovery on Sunday in Indianapolis. He's got a knack for being in the right place. And Mike Mularkey said many times, he's not only in the right place, he makes the plays when he's there. Certainly having a Pro Bowl season.
Candace says, how important is momentum for this time of the year?
Well, it's huge. I mean, and it you know, it can work for you at, you know, at the right time if you're playing your best football. We've seen wild cards make the Super Bowl. We saw the Chiefs start the season off 5-0. Now they've gone the other way, losing 5 out of 6. You want to play your best football at the right time. I don't think the Titans have still played their best stretch of football yet. You hope that happens here coming in the month of December and beyond. But momentum is everything at this time of year.
All right, Jim Wyatt, always a pleasure. If you guys have questions for Jim Wyatt, get on Twitter. Use hashtag TitansTakes. We'll get those questions answered right here on Titans All Access.